Thank you, Carl. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah Chandler, and I'm calling from our nation's capital.
Oh, Washington, D.C. Are you part of the permanent government there?
I am not, but I am married to someone with the State Department.
Oh, you really? And is that fun? He works down at Foggy Bottom? Is that what they call it? Foggy Bottom?
Yes, Foggy Bottom.
Foggy Bottom.
We've actually been abroad most of the last 10 years, and we are new residents of the district.
Oh, really? And then how do you find it?
It's really nice. We like it quite a lot.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, welcome to the show, Sarah. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Sarah's topic?
Now, that's service.
Like any industry, the hospitality business is super competitive, with hotels trying to outdo each other in the quest to provide the most luxurious accommodations and services. This week, we read about a new amenity being offered that is sure to bring in the tourists. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am ready.
First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
As everyone knows, casual romantic hookups at tropical resorts carry one terrifying risk: having to share your breakfast. But now, Cabo San Lucas's Inspirations Beach Resort has solved the problem. The singles-oriented resort now offers discreet in-room motion sensors to determine if you are entertaining a guest after midnight. If you are, the staff will quietly bring a cart to your door laden with chocolates, wine, an extra bathrobe, and an artfully arranged contraceptive assortment. Should your guest stay the night, a champagne breakfast will arrive at your door in the morning, free of charge. It's like George Orwell meets Larry Flint. Inspiration's manager, Brian Bailey, downplays the Big Brother aspect and says so far the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Quote, "You're basically tying an electronic necktie to your doorknob," he says, "but then your roommate brings eggs."
They know if you are sleeping and with how many other people at a resort in Cabo San Lucas. Ooh. The next little chocolate on your pillow comes from PJ O'Rourke.
The Life to the Fullest Spa in Sedona, Arizona, is devoted to extreme physical fitness. And it has a hotel amenity I bet you never thought of. What is the problem with spa resorts? You don't really get any exercise, even gain weight. I mean, sure, there's a gym, sure, there's a pool, but you end up lolling on the king size, hoovering the mini bar, and watching pay-per-view. Not if there are snakes in your room. Now, the snakes are harmless blue racers, but they get guests off their butts and outdoors. Life to the Fullest super wellness coach, Clarissa Steinberg, says snakes cause a healthy increase in heart rate and produce adrenaline, which helps burn calories. Plus, they motivate even the most out of shape to run at marathon-winning speeds. Not all the rooms have snakes all the time, says Steinberg. As a holistic approach to fitness, snakes work best when they're a surprise.
Snakes in a hotel room. Your last story of a hotel treating its guests like royalty comes from Amy Dickinson.
Okay. You're on a business trip, staying in one of those, you know, anonymous chain hotels near the airport, and you think to yourself, sure, I love the teeny tiny little soaps all wrapped up in paper, the little mint on the pillow, the toilet sanitized for my protection. But brr, that first hop into those cold sheets sure is a bummer. Well, a Holiday Inn in Manchester, England has solved that little problem. They're offering a bed warmer made out of an actual human being. That's right, the hotel will send a person dressed in a onesie to your room to lie in your bed, warm it up, and hop out just before you get in. But think about it. The bed warmer is the perfect hotel quickie. And you don't even have to spring for a cocktail, suck in your gut, or say you'll call in the morning. A spokesperson for the hotel chain compared the human bed warmers to having a giant hot water bottle in your bed. Yeah. If the bottle is 6'3", named Bart, and may or may not have had the baked beans for dinner.
So let's review your choices. A hotel somewhere is offering one of these amenities. Was it from Adam Felber, sensors at a singles resort that tells the hotel if you got lucky and so they can provide the amenities to go with that? From PJ O'Rourke, a spa that puts snakes in some rooms just to get people up and moving? or from Amy Dickinson, a hotel in England that is cares about you so much they'll send somebody up to jump in your bed and roll around to warm it up for you. Which of these is the real story that we saw in the week's news?
Well, I've got nothing against snakes.
You got nothing against snakes?
Nothing at all. And as someone who most recently was living in China, I can sort of understand the Big Brother aspect of Adam's story.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with choice number three, the bed warmers.
Really? You believe that one? You're going to go with Amy's story of the bed warmers. Okay.
There's a reason that I get in bed second when my husband and I go to bed at night.
All right.
That appeals to
me. So this appeals to you. That's fine. That's a good reason to pick it. Well, we were actually lucky enough to speak to a representative for the hotel offering this amenity.
They get into the bed, roll around the bed, warm up the bed, and then they get out before the guest gets in.
That was Eleanor Conroy, spokesperson for Holiday Inn in the UK. Congratulations, Sarah. You got it right. You've earned a point for Amy for simply telling the unbelievable truth, but you believed it, so you have won our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Right.
Well done.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Sarah. Thanks so much for playing with us today.
Thank you.